What's the message this week? I know you talked a little bit about last week how you didn't say much to the guys after Friday's game.
Well, I think that as a team, we just have to play, obviously better than we have the last couple of weeks. You're going to go through different stretches, but the big thing is that our effort has to certainly match wherever you're going to play if you want to give yourself a chance to win. And I don't think, for probably, 6 out of 8 periods, 7 out of 9 periods, I don't think that was the case over the last 3 games. And you know what, that's a lesson for all the guys that, if you want to give yourself a chance to win, I mean, you gotta bring your lunch bucket.
It's kind of a measuring stick game anytime you get to play against BC.
Well, this will be a good trip. I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to their rink before, and that's one of the things that you want to try to get in different rinks during your coaching career, and they've got a great program. They went through their little doldrums. They lost 4 in a row, and all of a sudden they've won 3 in a row again. They've got a dynamic defensive core. They're going to get up into play. We have to be aware of that. Obviously, some real high-end offensive players, a goaltender probably being the World Juniors this year for Team USA. So it will be a good test. Obviously, we have great respect for their program. And then we have the quick turnaround. The next night we play Northeastern. And, I didn't realize it until I just looked at the schedule. They don't play the night before. So, we'll switch rinks after the game on Friday and switch mode to play Northeastern on Saturday.
On your radio show, you mentioned that this group of guys needs some extra motivation, a little push right now. What do you think it is that's different about the group from last year that needs that extra?
Well, you know what? I don't like to talk about – I really hate to talk about last year. I mean, I said at the beginning, I mean, every year is unique and different. The puzzle fit so well last year. We're still searching for that puzzle. Part of it is that we've played 3 games with so far this year with what we, hoped our team would look like. So there's been that transition with, moving guys around and finding out exactly how things are going to go. So, that's still an ongoing process once we get everybody back.
Don, you talk a lot about the 10-minute game. In thinking back to both of the Duluth games, you ran into trouble early. Is that been a renewed emphasis?
Yeah, I think that's something we've always tried to talk about, that, usually when you win the 10-minute game, you have a pretty good chance to win the game. That's going to be important going on the road. Now it's a little bit different mentality that, you don't want to get caught. We certainly don't want to get BC, 2-on-1s and 3-on-2s. And we have to clean up our game. I mean, we have far too many turnovers, whether it's coming out of our own zone, far too many turnovers in the offensive zone where we're one and done. So there's areas of our game that we just have to improve upon if we want to take another step as a team. I've told the guys, too, at the same time, we're 7-3. We've lost to UMD's a very good team. We didn't have to go to UMD last year. We didn't have to go to St. Cloud last year, so the schedule's a little bit different. So I understand and get that. And, I think any coach, you accept losing, when you feel like your team gave a good, honest effort. And I think that's with a couple of the games. I don't think that was the case, that for whatever reason we didn't play at the level that we needed to play at.
Will Brady be back this weekend?
He started practicing end of last week, so he's going full goal right now. Again, we'll look to evaluate and see how the week goes, but certainly looks like he'll be on the trip.
What about Travis?
Travis skated yesterday. He looked good. Again, that's something that we're evaluating. We'll see how practice goes for him today, whether he is on the trip or in a position to play on the weekend.
Thinking ahead to March and April, you know there's a big tournament in Boston coming up. Any field trip to TD Garden or anything like that?
No, I didn't even think of that, to be honest. You're so engrossed in your own team and putting out some fires that, that's – I'm worried about November, not March right now.
Kyle seems to think you're going to put something together for them.
For
a trip to TD, Kyle thinks you're
going to. No,
he said he's looking forward to seeing it.
He's looking forward to seeing it. Well, you got to earn your way there. We haven't done that, nor has anybody up there.
They can see
it
from the plane window.
Yeah, they can see it from the plane window. So, it's going to be a quick. We get in and we practice here in the morning. We fly in and, get in late in the afternoon. We'll have our turkey. And it's an early game Friday, and then we got to switch rinks and play Saturday and fly out after the game on Saturday night. So, it will be not a lot of time for sightseeing.
Anything?